Hi, it's Deborah Solomon. I'm at the Sigmar Polk Retrospective, which is currently opening at the Museum of Modern Art. And frankly, to me, the show is a disaster. Sigmar Polk, of course, was a revered German artist. He died in 2010. And he was basically a German pop artist who had a huge influence on contemporary artists in this country. Julian Schnabel, David Sally, and many other careers are really unimaginable without the example of Sigmar Polk. He pulled images from everywhere. He pulled images from fabric, from newspapers, from magazine cartoons. There are even potatoes in this show. He seemed to say that all images and objects are interchangeable, and it was a kind of cynical but also brainy way of making paintings. The problem with the show is that his approach was completely legitimate. It's completely legitimate for an artist to cultivate chaos and say that all images are equal, but that's not a good approach for a curator to adopt. And unfortunately, the curator of the show, Kathy Hallbright, appropriates Polka's anything-goes strategy and crowds the galleries with hundreds of works which do not have wall labels. This is unprecedented. I don't know that there was ever a show, certainly not a painting show at MoMA, where the curator decided to dispense with the wall labels. As a result, unless you know a lot about this art going in, I don't think it's possible to make sense of it. And maybe the curator doesn't want you to make sense of it. But what kind of goal is that? You know, I must have passed at least 30 great paintings in this show that really seem like masterworks. But every time I pass one, I find myself looking for the wall label. I want to know the title. I want to know the year. In the place of that, visitors are handed a brochure, and you have to leaf through it in order to find out the title of the work. And who the hell wants to stand in a museum leafing through a brochure when you could be looking at art? So I think the show is in many ways a wasted opportunity. Polk was the great wild man of German art. He never gave interviews during his lifetime. He didn't allow shows of his work. He was impossible. He was a famously unruly figure who spent a lot of his life being difficult in the usual ways, taking drugs, having bad relationships. But none of that is worth preserving in an exhibition. That might be interesting material for a biography, but chaos, to me, is not an interesting objective for an exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art.